Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A filthy motherfucker, and I love.
Hello. What's up?
Hey. Not much. What's up?
This program contains.
Nada. Bill was going to be here, but his mom had some kind of eye surgery today, so he's not going to be here.
Okay. Hopefully everything goes fine for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But there was some people supposed to call, and I didn't find out about it. I didn't see Bill until it was too late.
Right.
And it has to do with his the big cover up on Sunday. But anyway, that's the one we do for bringing the blankets and the socks. And I guess the San Diego Blood Bank is going to be there to do a blood drive.
From
10:30 to 3:30. I'll find out. Once I see Bill, I'll find out what's going on.
Right. Oh, I got something in the mail today. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. You and Bill went to the premiere of the movie.
Oh, Father Journey?
Mm-hmm.
I talked with
Dave the other night because I lost all my contacts. And my battery fried out all the components in my phone. So I tried two different places to see if I could get anything accessed back, and unfortunately that is not the case. So I've been trying to diligently get contacts back, and it's been a real bummer. Anyways, I haven't seen it. Don't tell me about it. Because I know you went to the premiere, but I don't know if you and Bill stayed long enough to see it or not, you know. I'll check that out tomorrow. I just didn't get a chance today. I had to work on a concrete saw.
Yeah. No, it's just a lot of crazy shit. I've got two things going on, and plus work, and it's getting kind of hectic.
Yeah. Well, are you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No, we're just doing Tuesdays right now because
things are too hectic. Okay.
Yeah. Doing some other. I'm doing a couple. I'm doing a couple of things, and just a couple of people that know me here and know what's going on, but I'd rather not say it on the radio.
I wouldn't ask. You know better. Mm-hmm. Anyways, when you get a minute, send me a text so I can, you know, add you back in my phone. Anyways, I don't know if you're aware of what's taking place here. Because it's been really insane since this video came out on 16 shots to a kid. So I don't know if you've heard or seen or anything like that, so I'll give a brief rundown. I don't know what you have planned, but just until, like, you get your calls or whatever, but that would be something, you know, until then.
Yeah, like I said, Bill's here in... there's some people supposed to call, and I sent out all the info on what to do and I still get texts or messages or voicemails. And,
right.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't understand how to do this on the how to get to the show, but there's two ways you can do it. You can either go on the link, or you can dial in on the phone, listen on hold, and then
right.
Once I find out who you are and what number you're at, then I'll bring you in.
Exactly.
So I haven't loaded up the chat room, but I'm going to do that right now.
Right. Well, I wasn't able to access into it because everything was on my old phone. I got the
yeah.
same type of phone that I had before, but I couldn't access anything. That's completely, you know, we as people need to do what we used to back in the day, because having everything stored in a phone was crazy. And trying to gain access back is even worse. But anyways, I'm not sure. Huh?
Yeah, but you can request a copy of your history, and they can download it and put all the numbers back in your phone.
Really? Because
yep.
they told me that they couldn't do anything.
Who told you that?
The carrier. I told them they were full of crap.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah,
I
no,
used
they...
to have all my contacts backed up with them, and then all of a sudden, as of last year, they discontinued it because there is a privacy issue.
Well,
so
I
they
don't know.
Said that I'm on my own. I'm trying to get my contacts back. I say you're full of crap. There's a lot of
yeah.
things you guys know how to do. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. No, it's mine on the freeway. I got all mine back.
So all they have to do is just download the information and pow, there you go. I mean, yeah, but then you got to figure out whose number is who, right?
Right.
Or no? Yeah.
You should be able to, if you save them on your phone, their name should come up. It should be, it should put the name right back
ahead.
In your address book.
Well, yeah, see what happened was for everything that I had, because you're talking 400 contacts. I've had this number 10 years, almost 11 years, okay? So everything that was supposed to be saved when it was brought to the store, oh, no, we can't even turn the phone on, so we can't access anything. They're lying. We know this. So then I made a phone call, and they're like, well, there's nothing we can do. You just have to figure out how to get your contacts back. I'm like, it's 10 years with the same number. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I went in all different departments, and they all lied and said the same thing. There's nothing we can do. But when we get your return part of the phone back, if there is anything on there, we will get rid of it and then refurbish it to put it back out there. Am I kidding me? You think I'm going to trust you with that?
Yeah.
No. So right there, they admitted they can do it. But then told me they can't help me out. Oh, boy. Anyhow. So thank you for that, because I'll make sure I make that duly noted call tomorrow.
Yeah, you can get a copy of your reel. It'll be on there.
Yep.
Someone just messaged me that you should keep your old phone just for contacts, or write down her number. And yes, they should be able to. That's their job.
Oh, I know. I know I'm being lied to. I'm not an idiot. The only thing is, they think I am.
Yeah, well, no, they treat everybody that way because they don't want to do their job.
Exactly. And, you know, because they wouldn't send me a battery because they said they don't do that anymore. The battery almost blew and it would, you know, probably blown up the side of my face. I didn't even realize that because of the case I have for my phone, okay? And all of a sudden, I couldn't get it to stay powered up, or I'd have a fully, you know, charged, and then I could be on the phone for, like, the length of time you and I have been on, and then it goes dead, okay? So
yeah.
I was having issues like that, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? So I took the phone out of the cover, and there was a bubble in the middle of the battery, and I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, because I've never dealt with that before. And it was, I mean, it was hot. I couldn't even turn that phone on, you know. So it just powered itself off, and that was it, you know. And I even told him, I said, well, what's more important, you getting my contacts back or me suing you? Because what would have been happened to my face if that phone would have stayed on, you know.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, they still said there's nothing they could do. And I said, you're full of crap. So.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't send out a battery. We just send out, like, the cover part, and you got to use your old back cover and your battery in order for the other phone. So then I was off without a phone for a while.
Who's the
and
carrier?
And then, huh?
The carrier.
What's the carrier? T-Mobile.
Yeah, I get AT&T or Verizon.
Verizon is very expensive here. T-Mobile actually is the cheapest out of the carriers. AT&T I've had serious issues with, and I won't go AT&T.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should just get a dang iPhone. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, long story short, they refused to send me a battery. They said they don't do that anymore, which I told them they were full of crap. I said, when you get a new phone, you get the battery, the cord, and everything. So you send me only part of a phone. I had to take out the parts out of my phone to put in a new one. Well, how does that work with having a phone if you don't have a battery? Duh. And I'm not going to put a ready-to-explode battery into another phone. Crazy?
Right.
Well, we can do that, but it would be $400. I'm like, are you people on crack? Serious. Come on. What's the matter with you? And, you know, I said, my phone's paid off. Well, you have insurance. You know, we'll switch you over to that department. So the insurance is like, well, your deductible is $175. I'm like, what is it with you people? And they sent me back, and I said, you know what? My insurance doesn't cover anything. Cancel it right now. And I say, keep pissing me off, and I'm going to cancel you because I can go anywhere. Trust me. And so, yeah, it's been an ongoing battle.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep wanting me to send back my old phone, and I won't because all the information I have in there, no, I don't trust that in their hands. No. That would be like you handing your computer over to someone. Really?
Yeah. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. I think this is Ben. Let me pull Ben in here. What's up, Ben? How are you?
Okay.
Good, brothers. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm
good.
I'm solo tonight. Bill's gonna take care of his mama.
Oh, okay. How's that going? Everything okay?
Yeah, she just had a couple eye surgeries, so she'll be all right, from what I understand.
Oh, nice. Well, it's good to hear you. How's everything on your end?
Good. Good. Just busy. 7 days, 10 hours a day.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, is there rest included in that, or...?
Arrest? No, I'm doing something that I've been planning on doing for a while, and it's taking all my free time.
Oh, well, it's got to be something that you enjoy, so.
Absolutely. Pretty soon I'll be able to tell you guys a story, so.
Awesome. Awesome, bro. That's awesome. Yeah, so what's new with you guys?
Nothing really. I've been doing... a lot of toy runs, and Bill's been doing, he told me something happened in Mexico, I don't know what, because I haven't talked to him yet, but he told me, yeah, he told me, well, he I won't believe what happened, but I don't, like I said, I don't know what happened.
Maybe he got strip searched.
Was it the toy run?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wow. Well, if it was good, he would have told you, so.
Yeah, well, basically all he said on the message he left me was, you ain't going to believe what happened down there. So, like I said, I was going to call him, but I figured he's with his mom, and I'll let him just take care of business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
Norris, she got her a copy of her father's journey in the mail. She doesn't want us to tell her anything about it because she hasn't watched it yet.
Oh, wow. Well, make sure she grabs her popcorn and a box of tissues, and then to let me know what she thinks of that.
There you go. You heard that, Nora?
Now, are you part of the father's journey?
Yeah, it's in the movie.
Just a small part, but I'm one of the producers and one of the actors in it. I play the character of Don Ramon.
Okay.
I'm bearded guy.
Okay, I spoke with David the other night, and
uh-huh.
So he knew that I was getting it. And, you know, so right away I told Phil, you'll never guess what I got today, but I didn't get a chance to see it because I was working at a concrete saw. So I'm watching it tomorrow, and I don't know when he'll be back on the show next, or I can always, you know, shoot a message to David because he's on my Facebook page, and I can let him know, you know, how wonderful it is. I couldn't wait for it to come out to DVD so I could watch it.
Yeah.
I'm in Illinois, so I couldn't make your guys', you know, opening debut. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook under Ben Munoz, and then Phil and Bill have all my info and so forth. But, yeah, it's such a heartfelt movie that, like I said, you're going to have to bust out with a box of tissues. So just keep them handy so you don't have to run.
That's okay, because I keep it handy anyways. I have a grandson that runs around the house, so you always have to have him.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just tell us about this thing that's going to happen on the 20th, then.
The what?
You got that run, Emilio's coming down for that San Bernardino run?
I heard something about it. I haven't been too well informed on it. So I couldn't really say much on that. I know that I personally am trying to put on an event because I live in the city of San Bernardino, right in Highland, but I was born and raised in San Bernardino. I live about 5 to 10 minutes away from where all that happened recently. And, you know, we'll just call it what it is, a terrorist attack. I'm working on an event along with a few other people to raise some funds for the families, provided this event goes through. I reached out to San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino to see if we could have it there. I'm waiting on response on that. We have some big names coming aboard, thanks to my brother George Trujillo, who's been working with us as well, Christina Gonzalez from Seeds Charity, Leroy Mendez from Mendez Photography that you guys know, my cousin Phil from Suavecito's Car Club,
mm-hmm.
And we're trying to have a concert and acknowledge the agencies that came aboard to help us in this tragic time and recognize the those agencies. But I have some big names from well-known bands that are willing to perform for free. Now, if we can get a venue to have a car show and a concert, somebody willing to donate the venue, we can really make some an impact on the community as far as things that are going on right now and kind of lift up the families and let them know that we're a community strong and these terrorists will not succeed in putting fear into us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard for people to do up, donate their venue, you know. They think, a lot of times they have to get...
It's not hard.
No, it's not hard, but the hard part's getting the permit. And in some places...
San Manuel doesn't need a permit. They just got to run it through the tribe, this and that. But it's, it's the reservation, and they hold up. It's a place where they have concerts and stuff. Anyhow, they have they have plenty of things that are, where you can put on events, car shows, and music and all that. So it's really not hard. You know, if the city would step up and say, okay, well, you know, we'll see about handling the stadium or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just working together. It's just working together for the bigger vision. That's all.
I'm just surprised that nothing has come forward yet, if that makes sense. I mean, it was a horrific, horrific thing that took place. And the unfortunate thing is one of them was from my state, or the one gentleman was from my state. But I'm surprised that there hasn't been more of an outpouring to put something together, if that makes sense.
Nora, there is, you know, and it's unfortunate that people are putting things together for personal gain through a tragedy. What I'm trying to do is 100% of the proceeds would go to the families.
Right.
Or if the families are taken care of through other
organizations.
Funds that are these other events that are being put together. There's 14 families, you know, so... You know, it's just sad that I see certain people doing things, and it's not for the right reason. It's they find a tragic event to profit from. What we want to do is give 100% of the proceeds to the family or a monument. You know,
right.
So
unfortunately, all the crazies come out of the woodwork, and they'd rather make a profit and only put a small amount to the families or friends, whatever, than what it is technically should be all about, if that makes sense. And I find that it's very ignorant, okay? We weren't put here to, you know, make profit off someone's pain. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that do, you know. And the sad thing is when it comes to the families, anybody that was involved in that horrific, horrific event should be treated better than what they are without making a profit. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But hopefully something will come together and you can come back on the show and say, hey, we got this going on. Kudos.
Yeah, well,
we're
looking at January after the New Year's, you know, to do this. So give a little bit of space and some
let
time.
Let them breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we got some big names. Big talent that's willing to donate their time that would cost a lot of money for, you know, to perform, and they're willing to donate their, there's five bands that are, I mean, they're not just regular bands. I'm talking big names. I don't want to say this far, but they've offered their services to perform for free.
Which is amazing right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, if these people can donate their time, I can't see why somebody wouldn't want to donate a venue.
A venue, right.
Yeah.
If it can't be, say, like a baseball stadium or a football stadium, but if it's something like, say, you know, maybe a bigger park area that can hold a lot of people. The bands can set up, you know what I mean? Just someplace. It doesn't have to be huge and fancy, but just enough to hold what you feel would be enough, you know, for
right.
what you would like to see come out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on all over. And unfortunately, there are those people out there that do that.
Oh, yeah, I know. And, you know, the worst thing is California isn't going to be the first place that got attacked. You know, my state, there's a town not far from me. Phil knows where it is, but, or like, you know, distance from me to that town. And, you know, the sad thing is there's a town not far from me that's targeted, and I'm sitting there thinking, there's nothing there. But, you know, for some ungodly reason, we're on the list. We're on the list.
Everybody's on the list.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's on the list.
On the list, you're not doing it right.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I woke up this morning to watch the news to hear that all LA schools were completely shut down because of it was supposed to be an imminent, you know, target, you know, with the schools. And I thought, my God, how much more can your state take, you know? And did they get those refugees in yet, or are they still working
well,
on that?
Yeah, they're working on putting them in San Bernardino and Redlands. And it's like, wow, you SOBs, why don't you put up, you're so adamant about bringing them in. I have nothing about bringing people into this country, but
right.
use discretion. And if you're so adamant about bringing them in, open up your house and allow
and let them come live in.
And allow yeah. and let them dictate to you when they want to eat, what they want to eat, how they want to worship. I mean, you guys want to put these laws in order and bring them upon the people who don't want them here until we figure out what to do with them. Open up your houses to them. That will
yeah.
show us that, you know, something. You know,
you
I
know,
don't even want
to. No, I mean it's very hard to look at a situation and think positive, okay?
Yeah.
Because they've already stated, you know, here, you got people that are being watched, okay? And you have authorities that know where they're at. But yet, why aren't they doing something before something takes place? That's what baffles my head. So, unfortunately, what took place there were two gentlemen here that were arrested before a bombing took place, just minutes prior, okay? Now, why couldn't they have done that by you?
Yeah.
Come on. They know where
yeah.
they're at.
They do, but
so
you know,
so if you're
going
to invite them in, you better be prepared to shackle them, do something, then let them run loose.
Well, you know, I just look at what's in office and who it is and how they've been treating us and
right.
how they represent us. And, yeah, you know, as former military, people say, oh, you know, you serve in the military, you should uphold, even if you disagree with a POTUS, you know, we shouldn't down-talk him. Well, you know what? Screw being politically correct. Screw it. That
right.
shit's out the window with me, you know? I'm not going to hide behind bullshit. That's plain and simple.
Exactly. And, you know, and to say, I'm not racist at all. I wasn't brought up to be that way by any means. I don't care
right.
a person's religion. I don't care. But what I do care about is values that we have known for it to be in this country are no longer there. You know,
no,
schools today.
The they're out the window.
Oh, they have been for a long time. And
yeah,
the thing
yeah.
is, I didn't know a lot of things until when I started coming on Phil and Bill's show. Not being dumb, I was just ignorant of not having the knowledge, okay? So here, I never thought we were living in a perfect world by any means, but I didn't realize how much was gone, if that makes sense. Now,
right.
I don't know, like in California, but here, they've taken out of all the schools, you can't say a Pledge of Allegiance because the Muslims don't do that. You can't kids can't celebrate and have a birthday day at school because the Muslims don't do that. There's so many things that have been taken away, and I thought, what the hell did happen here? You know, nobody goes to their country or to any country and say, I can't just say the Middle East, so I'm just going to put it plural, any other country. No American goes into another country and say, hey, I don't like your ways because I don't celebrate this or I don't do this or I don't do that. You're going to conform to me, but it's being done here because one person is allowing
it. All this has been in the works for years. And you know what? I try to stay off these topics because it disgusts me. You know, anyhow, it hits a nerve with me, just like many other people. But anyhow, okay. Moving forward, those what I want to do. And like I tell people, you know what, now's the time to get whatever guns, ammunition, whatever you can, and whether it's off the street or whatever, get it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. You know, I got to worry about my family. I got to worry about my neighbors, you know, my community. You know, you want to arrest me.
And that's how I look at it.
You want to arrest me for that? Go ahead. You know, I mean, I'll say it publicly. I don't give a rat's ass.
Right.
You know, it's either me or them, and I'll reap the whirlwind on that.
Well, you know, like I said, where I'm located at in Illinois, I'm not far from a town that's more predominant Middle Eastern, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't want to judge them all because it's just like anybody else. They're all not the same. Okay.
No.
But for the one mosque that isn't far from me, you know, when feds went in there because money was being sent back for this type of events that are taking place here, now I got a problem. So even a neighbor of mine, you know, he goes to that place and I look at, what's the matter with you? You know, why would you go there? You know, because it's been watched for God knows since 2001, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, everything's fine. So I already know what I deal with to a certain degree. Anybody else was back there, no, I don't deal with this place. I only deal with this place or whatever the case may be. And, you know, but like I said, we're not the ones opening up the border. What I look at is get rid of the idiot that's there, change everything. I mean, you have to put a complete change in, you know, and close up the borders, say enough's enough, get them out.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, something needs to be done, and it needs to be done accordingly, and respectfully.
Right.
But it has to be done in respect of the people here. Period.
Right.
But anyhow, moving forward, going back to the film. Yeah, I don't
really
even want to get on this.
No, I know, and I apologize for bringing that up.
No.
But like I said, I cannot wait to see that film. I honestly can't, and I cannot wait to sit there and say, hey, what a movie. But, you know,
like I said, please feel free to add me on social media on Facebook, and then you can let me know What's your highlights of it? Because I, too, am working on my own project. And I learned a lot off of this film. It was my first project I ever worked on. And since then, I've been able to do quite a few others. And now I like to get input from the viewers on what they thought were the highlights of the film.
Right. And I understand that, because in order for you to prosper better, and not saying that this isn't a good movie, so don't take it the way I just said that, but to prosper more into different independent films, you know, of whatever you want to go into next, getting feedback from your first one is going to be a reflection of more possibilities to you saying, well, hey, this is going well on this one. What if we did a film like this? Can you imagine what the feedback would be in regards to that one? Or, you know, your number two film or something. You know, every positive and negative feedback has, you know, it has to reach you to a certain degree, and I understand that. And, you know, like I said, I don't know what the feedbacks have been so far, because I don't, all I know is your state, whoever went for the opening, you know, whoever has seen it, they've already seen it. So here I'm in the Midwest, so I don't know how far the DVDs have been shipped out, you know. So say if I'm the only one that's in the Midwest that has this movie, you're going to be, wow, you know, let's get the feedback from this one just to see, because I don't have that luxury of being able to come to your red carpet debut.
Right. Well, like I said, just, you know, keep me posted and let me know what you think of the film. I just like to have that insight so that as I move forward, I know what you as a viewer, what you're looking at, you know.
Do you know, from what I understand, this movie is based on true events, correct?
What's that?
The movie is based on true events, correct?
Yes.
It was in David Stanley, I think, from what I recall from the interview that night. And like I said, that's, you know, I like to look at things that way other than a non-documentary, if that makes sense. I like to see the trueness of a movie instead of the fakeness. You know, so unfortunately, it's a tragedy that came, you know, into place from what I had heard that night on the radio show. But sometimes the tragedy can turn into an overwhelming positive, depending upon how it's made, how it's done, you know, and hopefully it has had that effect so far. You know.
Yeah. What's your take, Bill?
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you. That night of the premiere, I had missed it because I had some previous engagement. And I haven't ordered my copy yet. I've seen the trailers, and from what I've seen from the trailers, it's going to be a good flick.
Yeah. And so what's going on with you and your future events that you are holding?
Got one Sunday. It's called the Big Cover-Up. This is being put on by Bill and I and the Messengers MC, the Pioneers MC. And what we do is we collect blankets and socks, and they're donated to the homeless and the vets in San Diego, homeless vets. It's going to come out of San Diego Harley Davidson, and kickstands up at 10:30. go for a ride up to Kennedy's, and there they'll have people, food, music, all kinds of stuff going on.
What day is this?
Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday. Oh, wow.
The 20th.
Wow. That's so many things going on.
Yeah,
let's see if I can make it out there. You know, I've just been so trying to take care of my mom and everything else. It's just been real chaotic. I'm still a little sick. Been sick for the last few days. Just trying to shake it off, you know. And it's you know, coming out in the cold, trying to hustle up work and do my thing is in and out of the warmth and cold just kick my butt.
You guys have cold weather out there?
Well, probably not as cold as you, but I live right close to Big Bear by the mountains, and that breeze just comes down, that wind, and it's cold.
Well, no, we haven't hit winter yet. And normally around this time, we have multiple inches of snow. It's like in the 20s or in the teens or in the negative. And this year, so far, we've been between 40s, 50s, 60s. I have yet to wear a winter, and I'm still wearing sandals. Over the weekend, it was 3 days I was in shorts and a T-shirt. I'm not complaining. And we were only 63 degrees. So that may seem maybe cool to you or something, but for us, it's like, hoo-hoo, this is wonderful. I hope it stays like this all winter long. I'll keep my heating bill down. But, you know, like I said, it's, you know, different climates. But I'm sure where you live, it's a beautiful area. I've never been to your state. I don't know, like, the whole outline of it because it's just huge, you know. So I'm taking a guess that where you're at is just, you know,
it's beautiful area.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. I'm 9 miles from the water. It was 39 degrees. I had to turn on the water this morning.
Well, nice. Nice.
You had
nice,
to turn
nice
what on?
The defroster, the car.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I think. Hold on 1 second. We got a guy here. He's been on for a little bit, almost 20 minutes. And is that you, Larry? Okay, Larry, how you doing?
How you guys doing, man?
Good. We have. I'm gonna mute a couple of people, and then I'll be back. But Larry, I asked you if you'd send me some of those prints from the Marine Tribute bike, because we're gonna raffle off. And we're going to give the money to the spy fund at some of these events we're doing. And hopefully they'll be here by Thursday, and I can do some this weekend.
Beautiful. Great. Good. Yeah, I gave you the tracking number, right?
Yes, I got everything, and I appreciate that. And as always, you're donating these, but Bill and I talked about it, and we'd like to send you some money for what you did, but we'll talk about that later.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. If you help out the guys, I got no problem with this.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
That's what that bike is for.
We have another. I have another fellow Marine on here. His name is Ben Munoz. I might pay just the a thing for. It's a movie. It's called The Father's Journey. Ben is one of the guys in the movie. It's by my friend David Fernandez. And they just started sending out the CDs. So if you get it, or DVDs. So if you get a chance, check that out and order it. It's a very good movie.
A Father's Journey, huh? Yep.
It's called
Semper Fi, my brother. Semper Fi.
Excuse me?
Semper
Fi. He said Semper Fi.
Oh, for the rest of my life.
Ben, Larry lost one of his sons in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
that's kind of how we met him. Well, give a little background on the bike. Tell them what happened, how you got that started.
Well, it basically started after my son was killed in Iraq in 2005. I started building a bike, in the process of building one. And as the bike went on, I'm like, you know something, I'm going to build this for Kelly. You know, I'm going to build a Marine tribute bike for him. And as we started that build, he died in April. So by the end of the summer of 2005, 325 had lost 48 guys over there. That's the most killed in any single deployment as of right now. The guys they replaced lost 37.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was the first time when I did the Marine Marathon, one of the guys came down on a crutch. He had lost his leg, and we were talking, and come to find out, 325 actually replaced his unit over there, and he said, yeah, we have the record, and I said, sorry, it's 48 now. So, but long and short of it is by the time I had the bike done, they had lost 48 guys. So I dedicated this bike to everybody, everybody who's paid the price to keep this country free. I had Dino Petricelli, who if you see the posters, or if you go on Facebook, Marine Tribute Bike Facebook, you can see the bike. Dino Petricelli did the first photo shoot of that bike. And when I brought it up to him, he did all the photo shoots for Orange County Choppers, which are neighbors of mine. Okay, so he's done pictures for, all the big bike builders around.
So
he's seen these bikes. You know, he's seen custom bikes. I rolled that thing in there. He looked at me and goes, that's not a bike, Larry. That's a work of art. Not the thing, but it's just, the bike was done with a lot of love and a lot of care by everybody who had put their hands on it. My ex-partner, Justin Barnes from JB Graphics, did the paintwork, all the airbrush work. I had a Darren Baker. He's an artist. Paints murals in the city, like in a big building, you see a big mural. 90% chance he's the one that did it. He hand-painted the portraits on the back fender. Hanush Jewelers with the buttons. I got they're the real buttons off the uniform on the down tube. They took the buttons, cut the loops off, soldered the studs on so I could put them on, screw into the down tube. Just everybody, you know, it was, well, everybody asked me, what am I expecting out of this bike? All I could tell them is, I want you to think of a Marine staying at attention, deserving the respect, the honor that man deserves. Everybody put into it, and the design and stuff was mine, as it was a lot of, you know, what I wanted the bike to look like. Now I'm older, so I'm old school with hot rods and stuff. So if you ever think of a lowered Merc, chop
right,
just, you know, nice motor ground, nice sleek lines, clean. That's what this bike is. If you look at the fender's low, but you gotta see the bike. Let's put it that way.
Nice. You have to see this bike. If you roll in Sunday, Ben, I'll show you the pictures.
Okay. By the way, I was just at a comedy show, an event out in L.A. somewhere with comedian Gilbert Escobar and Luke Pizarro, and it was for veterans. There's a bike club, I can't remember the name of them, but there was a band called Warfighters who are military, and they're out to help at events for the military. So keep that in mind, you guys. They're pretty awesome. They're called Warfighters. They've served. Some of them are still active duty, but they put on a great show.
I think I've seen them on, they were on Facebook.
Leroy posted some pictures. He went, my friend Jack Neal, you know Leroy and Jack. you know. Yeah, they're called war fighters. We were at the post 1944 just this past weekend, and they were phenomenal. What a great turnout.
Mm-hmm.
From what I heard, they actually had a song on, and I listened to
yeah.
the song. They are good. They are very good.
Yeah.
Of course,
so there was
a Marine.
Right, right. One of them's a Marine, and I think the other one's an Army or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, but they love helping our servicemen there, as well as being servicemen themselves. So, yeah, just keep an eye out for warfighters. You never know where an event you may be putting on that you can reach out to them.
Okay.
They probably even got a Facebook page. They're out west, aren't they, someplace?
What's that?
I thought they were from California.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Have you heard
of
those guys? Hello, Fran. Oh no, I just joined us, but I think she's having trouble with the phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, me?
Who?
Fran.
Oh.
Fran happens to be in San Diego. I'm gonna.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm having a little trouble here with the. These guys are screwing with the chat room again, as well as the studio. But
can you hear me?
Well,
Bill, are you there now?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Everybody can hear you now.
I can hear you too.
If you remember those prints we had of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I have Larry on the phone. I have Ben, who just. He's in that movie, Father's Journey. Nora's hiding in the weeds, and Stacy's in there, too.
Well, I saw on Amazon, you're able to pre-order the DVD.
Right.
Amazon?
I believe I was on Amazon, and I do believe that you can't actually buy the DVD now from Amazon. I'm not sure if it's just a pre-order or if it's an actual order now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is the movie out? Do you have like a trailer or something on Facebook or something like that? How can you get hold of the movie?
Hang on one second. I'll tell you about that. I'll give you the link right now. Hold on. So, Fran, what's going on in your world?
Well, I think my bike bit the dust. Compliments of an SUV that had no brake lights.
Oh,
I didn't hit the son of a bitch, but, you know, hey, that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
You're okay,
and
right?
And, of course, because I didn't hit him, he probably didn't know, but then, of course, people in front of him noticed. And he took off, like, real fast. I got a busted wrist. So
yeah.
I'm not riding for a while.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, you know, we all go through it. You went down twice this year already. I'm trying to keep score, you know?
And, well, yeah, but so is everybody else. I had one guy... I won't say who he is, but he comes down to the shop all the time. But if you guys, well, let me give you that link. It's www.davidfernandezjr.com/store. You can get the movie there. You can order it there. And David's been getting them out as soon as he gets the orders. But, I go back to the guy who I went down in October. They happen to be doing repair work on all the freeways out here, so... Ben, you kind of know where 57 is by Fullerton College there?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, Ben, you know where it is over there by 57 in front of Fullerton College?
Yeah.
That was the night we were up there with you guys during the day. And
right.
And I were on the way home. And all that freeway construction they got going on up there. One of those sheets of plastic that covers all the debris on the side of the road. I wanted to be like a whip in the air, and for about a good 15 seconds, I thought I was riding a jet ski.
Wow.
I remember a couple years back, I called 911 because there was a huge piece of plastic, and she got real snitty with me saying, well, how dangerous can that be? And I said, woman, you ride a motorcycle, and then you can tell me how dangerous that is.
Wow.
I mean, I'm going to keep it clean. And one day I called because, you know those sandbars that they put for tenting a house for termites?
Right.
There was one of those right on the bend going on from one freeway to the other. And once again, you know, I took the time. Even though I'm on the bike, I take the time. I get over and make the phone call. And even that one got real snitty, like, really? And it's like, oh, wow. People have absolutely no understanding how difficult it really is.
Wow. Well, one of those things could have wrapped around a car's windshield or you know, on someone's bike and caused a big accident, you know. I just wonder about those operators sometimes, their mentality to receive those calls.
Yeah.
In general, I don't think they understand the difference between vehicles that are out there. And what is dangerous for one is not necessarily dangerous for another. Other thing that people don't realize, if you're calling on your cell, please take note of where you are, because when you dial 911 on your cell, it goes to your home state, not where you are. So you're going to have to give them markings and where you are for whatever it is.
That's a good piece of advice. I never knew that.
Yeah, well, we found that out.
If I'm from New York, I go out to California, I get in an accident, I call 911, they're going to trace it back to New York? Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's where your phone's from.
Yep. Wow. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I got to keep that in mind. Okay. Thank you.
It's just,
well,
I just,
that was something that John and I always took care of.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys still there?
Yeah, I am.
I got a blue screen right now. They're jacking with me.
Yeah, that's nothing new. They do that to me all the time.
No,
I feel like I'm still back. I'm on a blacklist again. I don't know where and why, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do is these guys are gonna cut us loose here in a second. So I'd like to invite everybody back Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll let these guys play their games because my server's out of New York and I'm having a problem with the company that I use because they let these assholes fuck with the show.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
really?
Yeah.
You're dealing with government, and they're going to do anything and everything they want to do.
That's correct.
I mean, right now in Ocean Beach, the police want to put in 10 video cameras along the beach. And it's like, you mean tell me there's not enough cameras out there? And what's the difference between a police surveillance camera and other cameras that are out there? One, they have to get a warrant to get the information. Two, if they have the cameras, does that mean that they're no longer going to be out there patrolling because they're going to do the cameras? And a camera can lie, because I can show you that. At some point, if you can give me a call, Phil, because I have a question for you, and you might have the answer, but I don't want to do it online.
Okay, I will.
What's that? What's that?
I'll do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
I'm gonna sign off. My phone is dying. Bye.
I want to invite all you guys back on Thursday. We'll have a show. Bill should be here with me, and I know he had some questions, and I know that the people from the big cover-up, we were supposed to have some, the San Diego Blood Bank is supposed to be doing a blood drive at Bill's. They were supposed to call in tonight, I'm not sure what happened. Maybe they're waiting for Bill. But before you guys jack me a little more, I want to say thank you to everybody who called in. And Larry, I'll send you some pictures from the weekend so you get an idea of what we're doing out here. And Ben, maybe you can roll on down. That would be great. And I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
Have a good night.
Good night, Larry.
Okay. Guys, be safe out
there.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Bye.